Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Trump rolled out a policy proposal yesterday that makes a lot of sense. Does it move the needle? I'm not sure. But I think a lot of people would be on board with it if, in fact, the immigration issue is as big as we think in this country.
By the way, Trump heard about it for the first time on stage yesterday in Allentown when little Marco Rubio came running up. He goes, guess what, Trump?
Breaking
news. Guess what everybody said? Guess what they just called
him? He's a breaking news.
He's a little grasshopper,
oh,
isn't he?
Marco Rubio. Hideous. Hideous. Bad hair.
Like one of those.
That's fake, in my opinion.
One of those little, like, annoying little animals in your yard.
Guess what they said, Mr. Trump?
Hopping up on your deck.
Marco. Ten years ago, as Marco Rubio was emasculated by Trump, and he's up there licking his boots.
He never recovered. He was stripped down to the bare bottom.
Politicians are gross. Biden stumbling, mumbling around. Everyone's saying, stupid people. They're all stupid.
It's just a wang.
Yeah, they're all wang.
Thank you, Fetterman. All right, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:08. The great Dawn Stensland.
6:08. It's Tony Bruno Day, Wednesday, Halloween Eve. And we have a great forecast in store for you today as well. We are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group this morning. So there is a developing story this morning here in Philadelphia with word of shots fired at police as officers were trying to take a murder suspect off our streets. That is according to city officials this morning. So it all started when officers say they spotted 29-year-old Spencer Majette in the area of Reach and Allegheny. This is in Kensington. So Reach Street, Allegheny Ave, Kensington. Police say the suspect ran, officers chasing him into this narrow kind of pedestrian alleyway between homes. And that was along Custer Street. And so there was a confrontation with that suspect. Police say that there were shots fired. Police still looking into exactly what happened, but confirm those officers then did open fire as the suspect was shot in the shoulder once or twice. Police say he was also armed, but it's under investigation whether, you know, the exchange of fire situation is under investigation. That suspect in critical but stable condition this morning. No officers injured in this entire situation.
Awful. Shoot to kill. Return fire. Wipe that scumbag out.
Well, they're not allowed to do that, Nick, because if they do, they will face murder charges under DA Larry Krasner. So that's
if a suspect shoots at you, you can't shoot back?
Well, that's all in question as to what happened.
Okay.
You know, so
hopefully there's body cam footage, right?
Dashboard. How often do we hear that people thought there was this insinuation even by, I remember Governor Murphy in New Jersey, the insinuation was, oh, we need these body cams to catch these dirty cops. How often do we hear that police are vindicated by those cameras? They're the best thing that ever happened to police.
Yes, they are. Yeah, you got to have receipts on your side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this suspect has been wanted for the shooting death of a young lady, 23-year-old Felicity Venata of Pence Grove, New Jersey. She had been shot in the chest in October 8th by a stray bullet. We had reported this at the time. And so she was an innocent victim shot in the chest by this stray bullet allegedly fired by this particular suspect who we're dealing with now. And that shooting followed a fight outside a steak and beer restaurant. And so after that gunfire, police were able to quickly ID the suspect from all of the surveillance video. Back to your point of surveillance video, and that's at shops, restaurants, homes, that sort of thing. So this is a homicide suspect that they were looking for since October 8th. And police officials and city officials say this guy is now off the streets. They are investigating this, as with any shooting involving officers. Of course, there's an investigation now underway with internal affairs. I'll just point out that standard operating procedure as far as the suspect still, like I say, in stable condition in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenixville Police Department is in mourning after a crash happened that took an officer's life, the life of one of their own. This is Officer Arthur Cena IV, and he was killed in Warminster, Bucks County. We're learning the details of this as Officer Cena, 39 years old, he was actually leaving the funeral of a fellow police officer, pulls onto the roadway on his motorcycle. He was then struck by a speeding vehicle, and he was struck and killed instantly.
Jesus, you said this is Phoenixville?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yep.
So they are in mourning. We're now learning more of these details. This actually happened over the weekend, but we're getting the details, funeral plans. We're trying to nail those down, but it looks like this week we'll see the funeral for the officer. And again, backing the blue, many people from across the country usually would attend Officer Cena's funeral. So said he had a heart of gold. An entire police department there with our friends in Phoenixville, they are devastated.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So our prayers are with you. In Bucks County, I know we'll talk about it. Bucks County, Pennsylvania, center focus. I'll give you the headline of the Associated Press. Since Greg was maybe Biden-splaining and maybe we're all enablers. Well, is the AP, the Associated Press, an enabler? They said a clumsy and time-consuming early voting option in our nation's presidential battleground state of Pennsylvania, creating frustration, leading to hours-long lines, prompting claims of disenfranchisement as voters swamp county offices that are not prepared to handle the influx.
Yeah, not
that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's the AP.
Clumsy. Well, what's a word we can use that will give some credence to it, but you know. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I that's my tease for the big take. I just thought I would give you that little appetizer of how the media, and perhaps it is clumsy. Maybe this is good news that we're kind of working out the kinks, if you will.
Unprepared is not a defense. Yeah. Okay. That's the
well
God, that's the way I live my life. I try to live my life under the mantra of stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You might have heard that phrase in the last 10 to 15 years. Like,
is that your football coach?
No, that's just like I've just heard that from in many different aspects. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And we're 4 years removed from a pandemic, and you know the country's not in a great spot right now. So you should be prepared and expect massive turnout, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, "Well, we weren't prepared for it," I don't buy that excuse. That's not good enough for me. That's a fireable offense if I was in a supervisory role. Somebody ever comes to me and says, "I wasn't prepared," you're out. You're paid to be prepared.
My mom's favorite saying was always, "Your lack of planning is not my emergency."
I've got next Thursday already in my planner, all right? I schedule 7 to 10 days out. I'm like a doctor.
We could all do our favorite magnets, our favorite sayings. Well, maybe the Sixers should have abided by that. I know we'll talk about this. Bucks County, Doylestown, Lancaster County. Michael Whatley last night and Trump, obviously, here locally in Delco, Drexel Brook, and then he was heading to that huge rally in which Whatley then made the big announcement of the lawsuit involving a friend of mine. So I know we'll talk about all of that coming up. It's a great big take. I'll just tell you that the NBA has been slapped with a fine. The NBA is slapping a fine on the Sixers, the Philadelphia 76ers, $100,000 for public statements around the health status of all NBA center, all-star NBA center, Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got six. You know, we haven't even reached Halloween. I've got Sixer fatigue already. Isn't that remarkable? Usually that comes around April when they get bounced in the playoffs early. We haven't even made it through the first half of the calendar year of the basketball season. I'm already done with them. I'm on the baseball for next year. When do pitchers and catchers report? Joking. We still have football.
You scared me. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, it's a lot of drama.
It is.
Early,
it is. 10 years.
So early.
10 years.
Jeez Louise. Mm-hmm. And I will say, even though it pains me to say this because it's not us, so I don't care. But Anthony Volpe sent the Yankee Stadium into a frenzy last night with the go-ahead Game 4 Grand Slam.
So, yeah, I watched a lot of that game.
You did?
Yeah, there was I was going to text Phil. They had a terrible base running error. I think it was in the second inning. And that Volpe kid that you just talked about redeemed himself the next time around.
By the way, how good is Freddie Freeman?
Dude, six straight games in the World Series with a home run.
It's unbelievable.
He is after October.
Yeah.
It hurts to see another.
I mean, the Dodgers are so far above a better team than anybody else.
Phillies
and Yankees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 They're just, you know.
I believe we said that on the show about 2 months ago, but.
Yeah.
What do I know, right?
I'm telling you, that Ohtani kid. Jeez. 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases.
Yep.
And he can pitch.
Yep.
Is he on,
used to pitch, I guess.
What, is he on steroids? What's
no,
going on?
He's just
good.
He's just $700 million good.
I read that the ratings for the World Series are higher in Japan than they are in
Oh, yeah. He's a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, God. He's the biggest thing over there. No doubt about it.
Yep.
Well, listen, I'll get to the forecast and our sponsor. Everybody in the nation, all the national headlines talking about Pennsylvania, that these alleged fraud cases, we are center focused. Nick's Big Take. Seconds away, I'll give you the forecast. $700 million golden forecast for you for today. 78 degrees for your Wednesday, well above the average for this time of year. Halloween tomorrow. I hope that the kids, hope your kids' costume is not some furry hot costume, because it's going to be 81 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
And bright sunny skies. Just a beautiful day for Halloween trick-or-treating.
Yeah, we're going over to another neighborhood of my daughter's friends in Bluebell. And they're going as zombie cheerleaders.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they look like dead corpse cheerleaders. They got a cheerleading outfit with like this weird like my daughters look like a combination of Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter, and the cheerleaders from Varsity Blues. It's an odd thing. I don't know what it is, what show it's from, where they found it, but they're all doing it.
But they're already making friends. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk around with a Yeti full of booze and have a good time.
Well, you'll be walking around in 80-plus degree weather tomorrow, so it'll be beautiful. Friday, 78 degrees, and then headed into the weekend, more seasonable with, we're in the low to mid-60s for your Saturday and Sunday with a lot of sunshine. No measurable rain in the forecast. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, sponsoring us this morning. Exploring the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Range Rover Discovery Defender models. Find the vehicle that is perfect for you with our latest special offers. Visit Land Rover Westchester, Willow Grove, or Wilmington for a personalized test drive. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our first edition this morning out of the box. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:19 on this Wednesday. Let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning, Pennsylvania election skepticism. You know, we are now a mere 6 days away until November 5th arrives, Election Day in America. But the truth is, this election started in Pennsylvania when early in-person voting, as well as mail-in ballots, got rolling earlier in late September into October. And election integrity is a major concern in this country. But I try to take it in a very measured approach, a case-by-case basis. Yes, voter ID, it's not racist. And I'm also not happy about Virginia losing their federal case against the Biden-Harris administration when it pertains to Governor Glenn Youngkin's suit over non-citizens being able to vote. It's also beyond absurd that Maricopa County in Arizona would say, we might need 10 to 13 days to tabulate the results. Every state, and I mean every state, should be as efficient as Florida. That being said, I do want to remind people of the following, and I hope we don't have to say this every single day, but for the next 6 to 8 weeks, I don't want this audience to lose their minds every single day over every single post on social media and just assume it's fact and it's really happening in broad daylight. Just because a picture is posted on Twitter or a 14-second video is uploaded on Rumble or Truth Social from somebody's smartphone, it doesn't constitute election interference. Now, I want you to be diligent. It's absolutely fair and valid to cast doubts. Just don't be a dummy. And I say that with all due respect. Not every claim is verified and validated, and we will tell you about that in just a moment. Sometimes, hell, it's not even about what you know. It's about what you can prove. Do I think elections can be rigged? Absolutely. Heck, I'm the guy who, after 2 weeks went by, came to the conclusion on this very station that the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, PA was an inside job. I still believe it today. Why do we not know more about Thomas Matthew Crooks on October 30th? Why did that story disappear? I also believe our own government killed JFK. I also believe 9/11 was allowed to happen to further drum up war in the Middle East and crank out profits for the military-industrial complex. I've said those beliefs on this show multiple times when we've talked about
conspiracy theories. I also believe the great replacement theory has been going on for quite some time. You see it in the swing states with illegal immigrant population spikes between 2 and 400% since 2021. But just remember, just because some donkey posts something on X doesn't mean it's true. Don't take the bait all the time. Do your homework and then pounce and let the legal process play out. Laura Trump, Michael Whatley, they now have 230,000 poll watchers and legal experts on standby. Their goal, 100,000. They exceeded that big time. I have faith that they'll handle it. Well, Nick, where were they in Bucks County? How do you know they weren't there? How do you know they're not on it right now? How do you know it wasn't addressed behind the scenes? Again, just because you don't see it all on X doesn't mean they're not working behind the scenes. And we've seen a mixed bag of claims. Some legit, like Luzerne County. Some debunked, like the Russian-manufactured fake video of the ballots being destroyed just last week. And most recently, events in Delco this week in Bucks County yesterday. Let me start with one that has been verified. You may recall the shenanigans in Luzerne County on September 19th. We played it for you on the cut sheet just over a month ago. But if you don't recall, here was the newscast. Listen and watch.
Tonight, concerns again at the drop box.
A Luzerne County election official reported someone trying to drop off multiple ballots.
Williams says a woman tried to put four mail-in ballots in the drop box at Penn Place while Director of Elections Michael Susick and another employee were emptying it. Susick, who reported the incident, says he explained that she could only drop off her own ballot unless she had the signed affidavit to drop off one other person's if they are unable. One other person's. She didn't have it, and she said she didn't have time to go to the election office to get one. Susick reported the woman started to walk away but turned around, threw all four into the bag, and immediately left. Susick was able to separate the four ballots, which are being held in a secure location.
Now that lady got caught. I don't buy her excuse, not for a single solitary second. When it's exposed and if it's proven, I want these people prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And again, I'm not into I wasn't prepared for it. These counties, these offices, they need to be prepared. Point blank, period. But I'm also not going to be retweeting videos that are unverifiable and rushing to judgment because social media creates this urgency to be first. I'd rather be correct. Case in point, the fake video that duped many with ballots being destroyed. Everybody blew a gasket on social media only to later realize that it was Russia that was behind it. You may recall just 4 days ago, Russia manufactured and spread a fake video that purports to show someone destroying ballots marked for former President Donald Trump right here in Pennsylvania. U.S. officials said this on Friday. The phony video was quickly debunked by local election officials and the district attorney's office in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. But it still circulated like wildfire wildly on social media, including on Elon Musk's X, where it racked up hundreds of thousands of views. Quote, "This Russian activity is part of Moscow's broader effort to raise unfounded questions about the integrity of the U.S. election and stoke divisions amongst Americans." That is the office of the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, all saying in a joint statement. Russian propagandists have also created fake videos targeting Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. So maybe walk that back when you went out there last week and lost your ever-loving mind only to realize it was a fake. Stop taking the bait every single time. We also had the arrest in Delaware County of Val Biancanello. I'm sure I butchered that name. Don will correct me shortly. She was a guest, though, on the Dawn Show. Great interview yesterday, and explained what she believes is voter suppression and talks about the arrest that she had to go through. Listen and watch this.
You know, what I witnessed yesterday was voter suppression. It was obvious voter suppression. And to handcuff me in front of a very large crowd and take me away, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I didn't break any laws. They just did not want me being there. You know, I didn't influence anyone's vote. I didn't tell them who to vote for. I just simply encouraged them to stay in line. Please, you know, please vote. The reason I was there in the first place is because, obviously, you know, in my capacity as a state committee woman, I am encouraging people to swamp the vote, to go and vote in person. You know, I've spent weeks, months, encouraging people to vote so that we can reelect Donald Trump. And, you know, answering questions, that's pretty much what I do all day long, is answer questions from voters. You know, why should I vote by mail? Is it safe? Where can I do it? How do
NBC Philadelphia with the headline, quote, woman arrested at PA voting center, RNC chair alleges voter suppression. NBC 10 goes on to write, the arrest of Trump supporter Val Bianconello at a Delaware County voting center sparked allegations of voter suppression from GOP chair Michael Whatley. The incident occurred on Monday, October 28th, as voters waited in line to cast on-demand mail-in ballots at the Voter Service Center at the Government Center building in Media, Pennsylvania. Whatley posted a 20-second video on the social media platform X of the arrest of Val, a RNC delegate and state committee woman. In the video, she is repeatedly saying, "Do not get out of line." That is a quote, while being led away in handcuffs by two Delco Park police officers who provide security for the building. Jim Allen, the director of elections in Delaware County, told NBC 10 that she was arrested for disorderly conduct following complaints from some voters in line. But from Delco to Bucks County, the same allegations are popping up. James Blair, the political director of the 2024 Trump campaign and the RNC, he posted this video of a female yesterday in Bucks County as she attempted to vote. Listen and watch this clip.
It's 2:41 and they are ending the line.
The lady in this video is filming Bucks County Emergency Services shutting down the line in Doylestown shortly after 2:30 p.m. Now, I have no way of verifying that clip, as I mentioned earlier, so I'm going to be consistent with what I just, quote, preached, because, again, it's a 19-second video. But why are these people putting up these signs that read, if you're watching on YouTube, line ends here? I would like context. I would like confirmation. I would like content behind the claim and the actions of these officers. And the same thing with the viral video of a lady in Quakertown that we will play for you coming up after the big take at the bottom of the hour. The Pennsylvania State Department tweeted the following yesterday, quote, if you are in line at a county elections office tonight at 5 p.m. to apply for your mail-in ballot, counties must give you the opportunity to do so. Our team continues to work with all counties to ensure every eligible voter who wants to vote by mail ballot is able to do so. Laura Trump of the RNC tweeted the following in response to the State Department of Pennsylvania yesterday, saying in all capital letters, attention Pennsylvania, if you are turning in your ballot early today, do not get out of line. Every person has a right to cast their vote and no one should make you leave. Spread the word. I would just say this in conclusion. Republicans, keep doing what you're doing. We've seen much better success with early in-person voting as well as mail-in ballots. Stay in line, run up the score right now so the job is easier to finish on November 5th. All I'm saying, though, just don't believe everything on Twitter because of feelings and emotions of 4 years ago and clips that are taken out of context. Or could be straight up fake. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And the big take this morning, if you want to jump in, you can certainly do so. Give us your early in-person voting experience. I'd rather hear from you directly than watch 12-second clips on X. 855-839-1210. That's the number. That is how you jump in. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, get thoughts and reaction to that. And also, more allegations up in Upper Bucks County in Quakertown. We'll get to that, as well as these individuals that are walking around with these badges that apparently are not official election individuals. That is courtesy of my buddy Athan Koutsourumbis.
You might have seen the picture and the badge. We'll talk about that. And if you've experienced those in person as well, I'd like to hear from you. 855-839-1210. But first, a word for Piazza Auto. And we are talking this morning about the Honda Prologue. That's right, the Honda Prologue. It is Honda's first all-electric SUV with a range of almost 300 miles on a single charge and a fast charge time. You can cruise the roads worry-free. Three charging options to choose from, including a portable charging kit from when you're on the go and you need a quick jump. Lease the Prologue today for as low as $279 per month. How about that? A 2025 fully loaded SUV for just $279 a month? You kidding me? No, it's true. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details, or shop online anytime, piazzahonda.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Is it possible that Joe Biden did this intentionally? Now, I don't.
No.
I'm just wondering if he did it to stick it to Kamala Harris as an October surprise for being swapped out. He's sitting there and he's like, you know what? I should be the guy, not this. You know what? I'm going to drop a garbage tonight, and that'll be the October surprise that buries my former running mate. You got to think next level here, Dawn. I'm just pontificating. Just throwing that out there.
No, and I think the reason it's not even making as big of headlines as it is, that everybody knows, like Greg was saying, this is a, you know, grandpa just didn't know what he was saying.
I don't know. We've seen Darth Biden before, remember?
I know.
With the backdrop, with the red. It was very Hitlerish, to be honest, you know?
It was awful. I'll never forget that. I talk about that all the time.
I don't know. If you listen to... Phil, play the clip one more time. I'm sorry. I just can't... Like, this is like the Zapruder tape where it's Zapruder-ing Biden speak when he's a mumbling buffoon.
I know. He's a pile of dust at this point.
Phil, can you play it one
more
time?
Puerto Rico, in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people.
Yep.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
His supporters demonization. I think he meant to say his supporters demonization, meaning that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think it's just.
I have no idea. The most embarrassing moment, I think, was yesterday when we learned that it's more than just a few thousand North Korean soldiers. It's more like 10 to 12,000 soldiers now in Russia. And because he still is the president of the United States of America. They caught up with him in a ice cream shop in Delaware.
Well, where else would he be?
And so you see, like, the old-fashioned, all the cups, and because reporters, you know, they're doing their jobs. He is the president. Mr. President, what about the North Korean? And, it's just embarrassing.
I agree.
So he took to X. He didn't take to X. There's no shot.
He can't find X in the alphabet.
Somebody tweeted this for him at 9:31 p.m. last night. Earlier today, I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at that rally don't reflect who we are as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clean. It's clean up on aisle three.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And bring him up and
pop up pooped himself.
Yes, he did.
He was fast asleep.
But
at this point.
I like what Nick's. Could he have done this diabolically?
If he wasn't so brain dead, because I don't think he can arrive and strategize and get to the point where he wants to do something diabolical. I mean, because he's relegated to the beach, he's relegated to his bed, and he's relegated to the ice cream parlor. So it's not like he's in the think tank too often these days. But boy, that would be a glorious way to put a dagger in the Harris campaign.
It would.
Especially, I mean, think about it, because how many times in politics are we talking about people having to clean up something somebody said, right? Yeah. We just spent a day and a half or 2 days talking about the roast and the joke that fell flat at MSG and what happened after that. We've had Rick Scott in Florida. We've had many people on the Republican side of things walk that back. We do not in any way, that is not our position. That is not our belief. And now Biden comes out and totally flips it. Now Trump and the comedian are off the hook. and it's the Biden-Harris campaign that are in scramble mode.
They were looking, the Trump campaign was looking for any reason to get this out of the headlines.
And they got it.
Joe Biden sideshow bobbed himself.
Yes, he did.
If I were smart,
he's not.
I'd say thank you and leave.
That's amazing.
And this is why Kamala, according to Axios and Politico, is ghosting Joe Biden, because Biden has been apparently been saying, whatever you need, I'm available. I'll help you seal the deal down the stretch here. And they're basically saying, according to reports, we'll get back to you, Joe.
Well, I mean, he was campaigning for her in Pittsburgh over the weekend, so it's not like he's not out there doing things. I have something from yesterday, I think. He was out somewhere.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I feel like the Democrats just want him to go away.
I know.
And the fact that 5 months ago he was the nominee running for president is just nauseating.
Yeah.
The whole thing is nauseating.
You know, if they could get away with it, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but they would love to swap out one of his fish oil pills with something else where he just goes away for good. Don't put it past Nancy Pelosi, by the way.
Drink this.
Here, Pop-Pop, have a little bit. This is going to make you go to sleep nicely tonight, Pop-Pop. Trump tweeting yesterday in regards to this: while I am running a campaign of positive solutions to save America, Kamala Harris is running a campaign of hate. She has spent all week comparing her political opponents to the most evil mass murderers in history. Now, on top of everything, Joe Biden calls our supporters garbage. You can't lead America if you don't love the American people. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have shown they are both unfit to be president of the United States.
I want to play this since we're down this rabbit hole. We're starting the cut sheet early. Phil, do you have cut 19? This is from Allentown, Pennsylvania last night. Trump was at the PPL Center.
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio was with him. And little Marco ran up to him. You know what they said about us? This is just amazing. Cut 19, Phil, if you can. Go.
So we're thrilled to be joined by some incredible people. I already mentioned Senator Marco Rubio. Marco, will you come up here, please? Come on.
Get up here. Get up here, boy. Get up here, son. Remember what I did to you 8 years ago?
good man, this one.
That's right.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. Yeah. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage.
Trump's like, oh. Thank you, Marco.
Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
Trump needs to ease up on the bronzer a little bit.
Makes Marco look like he's sick.
My Lord.
Wow. How about that? I mean, he comes up there and drops that in there. And again, you know, we talk about this all the time, and I've said this many times. Say what you want about both sides. Trump never denigrates people that vote for the other party. And I think that's where we talk about where the line should be drawn and what rhetoric should be axed. You know, the Hitler stuff should be axed. Again, I disagree with Democrats. I think some of them are crazy. I wouldn't call them garbage. At the end of the day, they're still American citizens, just because I disagree with them.
Yeah.
One more from Trump. This is what he said when he got back up to the stage, or when he took the mic again. To your point, comparing it to what Hillary said in 2016. This is cut 16, Phil, go.
So you have, remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. If you have thoughts, 855-839-1210. We will spend about the next hour on all of the election stuff going on here in Bucks and Delco. That was the theme of the big take, but I did want to get through the garbage comment and get that out of the way and get on to more serious things like your ability or inability to cast your vote. And we will do that as we continue wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour next and well into the 7 o'clock hour. Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know how important online privacy and security is these days. That's why I subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. Here's the thing. It's a 3-in-1 policy subscription service. It helps protect your personal info from being exploited, you know, by those hackers, scammers, and privacy invasive companies. Plus, it's from DuckDuckGo, so you know it's legit. I do. I've used DuckDuckGo for years now, but now they have Privacy Pro. DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. Second, it has identity theft restoration. So if your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And number three here, personal information removal. Now, this one really blew my mind. Have you ever searched your name online and you notice how many sites are actually selling information about you? Try it yourself. Privacy Pro is going to help you remove your personal info from those creepy sites so they can't share it or sell it. So get all this for $9.99 a month. And as my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you'll get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. That's duckduckgo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
855-839-1210, but we'll wrap up the 6 o'clock hour with your phone calls because unlike voting jurisdictions, I don't want you to have to wait in line all day. Let's get to you right away. Steven is in media, and he's got some firsthand knowledge of what he experienced. Steven, good morning. How are you?
Yes, this is AKA Pretend Ozzy. So,
hey, buddy.
I was checking in. It said going Orange Street and Front Street. I found parking in media. I put 3 hours in, 75 cents. And
make sure you expense that. Make sure you expense that with your company.
Yes. I woke up with a, I grew up in a middle class family, and I woke up with a hope, dream, and aspirations of voting on last Wednesday, but they were dashed. And I'm in line for like 20 minutes, and there's like 50 people you see in line. Then this older lady comes through with a clipboard, or she says, down the street in Chesterfield, the line's a lot less. This is going to take at least an hour. So they go to this discouragement thing. Then this girl with a Harris Walls t-shirt and a clipboard walks by, which I almost lost my bad word on the radio. I didn't have the extra hour, so I had to leave the line. So I just don't have that time in life to wait an hour and a half. But I'm going to have to vote at Indian Lane Elementary where they seemed to not count my ballot last year, but maybe I'll have someone help me put it in this year.
Here's the thing, Pretend Ozzy, and I know everybody has a life and they have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to stay in line. And I know that's difficult. I mean, if you're out there on your lunch break or you took a half day from work, and it's easy for me to sit here and tell other people how to live their life, just stay in line. That's the best thing I can tell you. You know, if there's the Pennsylvania State Department saying if you're in line before 5, you're guaranteed to get in and vote, stay in line. If your boss gets mad, look, boss, what do you want me to do? You want to fire me over it? Go ahead. I'll file a lawsuit against you. You know, I have a right to vote. It's not my fault these morons are unprepared. Whatever they're trying to do, discourage you to send you to the other place. Just as everybody's been tweeting it, stay in line, hold the line. Dawn, I think you would agree, right? Like you don't leave your spot.
Well, that was what Val got arrested for. And that's what, when Laura Trump originally put that in all caps, I responded to Laura Trump and pointed her to what happened to Val in Delco. And so a couple of things here, and I've been seeing this for 2 days. Part of this is, and I have a friend, who's telling me about Doylestown. It was a mess, inefficient. The deal is that they were not prepared for this. And so they were not urgent. They said that each person took a minimum of 12 minutes to process once you waited in the line. But the question here is, so number one, they were running out of paper. They were running out of supplies. They were not properly staffed. That's not our fault as voters. They told us that we should go and early vote. And essentially it is early voting, even though they're wording it differently. The other piece of this I'm going to point out to you, because a lot of people are saying in Delco, well, Val's a committee woman. So that makes it different. These centers where you're quote unquote early voting or, you know, exercising your right with your mail-in ballot, whatever, these are not technically polling places, according to the GOP officials who I was interviewing yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are they polling places or are they not? Because technically it's not Election Day. Election Day is November 5th.
Right.
So all of this confusion was created because Pennsylvania decided that we're not just going to have one Election Day, which is November 5th. And this is my opinion. Have Election Day November 5th.
Yeah.
You go in and everybody shows your proof of citizenship,
mm-hmm.
not some phony ID, your yep. proof of citizenship.
Yep.
And everybody goes to vote.
It is
Boom.
Such a correct. There it is. It's such a correctable thing. And yeah. it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
And by the way, look at where all the stories are occurring at. They're all occurring in swing states. Maricopa County, Arizona, 10 to 13 days. Issues in Nevada, 77,000.
Well, I mean, the ballots being on fire was in Washington, and there's been stuff in Portland, not exactly swing states.
But that was those were fake, right?
But the point is that in Bucks County, that has now exceeded with these Republican registrations, all of a sudden now they can't handle the flow. And they have one or two people there. They have poor staffing. I'm getting word that, in fact, you're supposed to have facilities for senior citizens or handicapped people. That is a federal law for people with disabilities. If you're in line there, they're supposed to make all of these accommodations, for example, for the elderly, for disabled people. They did none of that. This was a failure, and they should either be fired or
I agree.
It's certainly under investigation right now.
Yes, I'm with you on that for sure. This is indefensible. As I've said before, lack of preparation is not a valid excuse. But to be fair, whether it's this spot in Doylestown or Quakertown, and we're going to play you that video, it also cuts both ways, right? Like if they cut that line off prematurely, it's wrong. They shouldn't. I don't want to hear. And we're gonna hear a cop in Quakertown explaining to this lady that filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also works against Harris voters as well. It's not like this is just a Trump polling place, right? It's not like the line is just Republicans. So let's be fair. If there's 82 people there, and unless they're wearing Harris Walls gear or Trump gear, we have no idea who they plan to vote for. We can't just sit there and say,
"Well, the only reason
that looks like a Trump voter."
The reason we know is that they're identifying themselves. They're by their complaining and the ones taking the video, and you can see them in line. And that was what the Delco situation was.
Right.
So I would just say this: that there are multiple things going on here. I'll say this part. Number one, they're right. Stand in line and stand your ground, because even though there were people, and we have all the video receipts of it that have been going on for days now, if they cut off that line by law enforcement or putting up a sign, which they did,
right,
then there were reports that at least 2 hours, sometimes 2.5, sometimes 3 hours before that 5 o'clock deadline,
yes,
they were saying, okay, the line ends here. Well, you can't do that.
Right. And again, that's not the GOP or the RNC saying this. This is the State Department, the Pennsylvania Department of State, putting out that. I retweeted it yesterday.
So did I.
I mean, that should be, you should print that sucker and keep that with you. Mm-hmm. That's the receipt. You just hold that up and be like, hey, if it's 4:47 p.m., I'm in line before 5. It's like when you go to the restaurant, right? Restaurant closes at 10, kitchen shuts down at 9:30. Well, if I'm seated at 9:22, you're serving me my meal, Skip. I don't know how to break it to you, but you're going to. So
I'll say this, that to me, there's a silver lining in all of this. And that is that we now have all of these. First of all, the Republicans are definitely energized. That's who you saw online. Why? Because Donald Trump told them to vote by mail-in voting.
Yeah.
And so people have never done it before, and now they're doing it. That's a good thing, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, we're ironing out these wrinkles. And I know there are lawsuits, and Michael Whatley announced that at the rally last night and so on and so forth. But the truth is, this is a good thing for everybody, in the sense that lawmakers have to look at the law. They have to look at these mail-in vote. This is all new. This was pandemic-based, and then they tried to tweak it. It's still a mess.
855-839-1210. News to kick off hour number two. And then more of the election nonsense, this time in Upper Bucks County in Quakertown. We will give you this video on the other side. It's Kale and Company, hour number two on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.